Well, it was a good team victory today, I thought. I want to tell the fans that I appreciate them being here, being out in the cold, the seventh coldest I saw on the scoreboard, seventh coldest in Viking history. It means a lot to us when they come out and they support us like they did, and they were very loud especially in the first half. But I thought our special teams played great today. We flipped the field position. We blocked two punts for touchdowns, fifth time in NFL history and first time in Vikings history. I thought we did a good job flipping the field position on our punt returns when they did punt. We fielded the ball in these conditions, which was good. The offense took good care of the football, which is also important in these kind of conditions. And defensively, I thought we hung in there and did some things I wish we'd have done a little better in some of the third downs. But overall, I felt like Teddy had a very productive game. I always hear about how he has trouble with the deep ball. He threw a great deep ball to Jarius Wright on the third and two. He threw a great deep ball to Charles Johnson, the one that got broken up. That I think maybe we could have went up and got after a little bit better, but I thought that was a really good team victory today. So, questions.
The long ball from Teddy, do you think he's just settling in, or is that something you've been working on in practice?
Excuse me. I think some of it is timing, actually. there's nothing in that, I promise. I think some of it is timing. And, you know, we've changed our strength program here, and we continually get stronger and stronger as the season gets going. Our strength coaches do a good job, and I think some of that is starting to show up with not only Teddy, but with the rest of our football team as well.
You think your team handled the cold better than Carolina?
I don't know better than Carolina. I think we handled it good. I thought we, you know, for the most part, we caught the ball well, and we took care of the ball, and I think part of it's about the mindset, you know, and it's the same thing. You know, last week everybody was asking me about, well, are you getting ready for next year? Are you doing this? And like I told the team all week long, and continually tell them, I told them last night that we're about this week coming up, and the week after that, and the week after that, and it's all. And I don't ever want to be thinking about next year, not this year, next year, the year after that. I want to be thinking about this year all the time. So.
Defensive line played well. Everson Griffin had a couple of sacks. Did they win that battle and set the tone for you?
Well, I thought we did a good job in coverage, too, for the most part. I thought Xavier played well, and that helps. But they were doing a lot of extra protecting today. They had a lot of guys in for protection. So we changed up some of the calls that we typically make. We put more guys into coverage. And then once they started not protecting with as many protectors, then we were able to get after them a little bit better.
Wait, do you think you guys were close to blocking punts earlier in the season? Do you feel like that had
been done? Well, I think we blocked one in preseason maybe. But, Mike Prefer does a great job. He's so diligent about everything. And he talked this week, and he's pretty energetic anyway. But he talked this week about, you know, possibility of blocking a punt. And he almost every week he does. But he felt, I think, extra positive this week that it might happen. And then and that was great, and I didn't expect. The second one, we were actually in base defense on the one, so I don't know if they just turned the guy loose or not.
When you do that, not once but twice, how much does that fire up a team and then, by the same token, demoralize the other team?
Well, I don't know about demoralizing the other team, but I do know that when you score on defense, you score on special teams, your odds of winning a football game go way up. And I tell the team that is, you know, because you're able to get points on the board on a non-conventional way, and when you do that, you typically win the football game.
Coach, how do you think
your defense handled being on the field as much as it was, especially in the first half with those two block punts?
Oh, they were fine. They didn't have any issues with the, you know, and any time you get two scores that way, you're going to be, your time of possession is going to be a little bit out of whack, but I'll take that any day.
Any particular reason Patterson was not on the field in the first half on offense?
Well, he missed some time this week, missed a couple days of practice with, he had a funeral he attended, and so, you know.
No.
I really like Cordero. I mean, I like the kid. I think he's going to be a good player. But, you know, he continues to deal with things, and so that was just part of it.
When you win by this big a margin, do you have to look a little harder to find the mistakes?
No, I'll find them. Trust me, I'll find them. I find them. I saw a lot of them today.
Do you think winning the challenge on the Bridgewater first down was a big play?
It could have been if we'd have scored. I don't think we scored on that possession. But, I mean, it looked pretty obvious to me. And even then, we had a lot of timeouts. The score was in our favor. I probably would have challenged it if it was close, to be honest with you.
Is there something you or Norm did to help Teddy play a little bit better right away instead of having time to settle in?
No, we just keep talking to him about those things. And we threw the boot, I think, the first play of the game. I don't know. I think he's getting more confident about moving in the pocket. To me, that's he buys a little bit more time, but I think his confidence really showed on that 3rd and 2. You know, it's 3rd and 2, and he's throwing the ball 40 yards down the field and puts a ball on the money. He got the right look. There was a couple times he had the right look defensively and went to the right place, even though it wasn't the safest throw. So I think those kind of things are things that I'm talking about when I see his progression and his the way he's getting better.
How critical is that sequence there? Because
right before that is when the Panthers got the ball near midfield. You guys, Harrison had the tackle for loss. You forced the punt, and then that play to right kind of flipped the field position. It looked like you guys pretty much were able to handle everything from there.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think we handled the big lead coming out of halftime near as well as I would have liked. You know, then we gave up that poor touchdown there. At least I thought it was extremely poor. But we made some mistakes on that drive defensively right before that, and so the momentum was starting to change. I felt like, and when we were able to do that and then flip the field, as you said, I thought that was big because they got the ball down on the 10-yard line or something, and it kind of got things back in our favor a little bit.
With McKinnon out, how did you feel about the running game today? You know, the other guys stepping up.
You know, I thought Asiata ran hard. I thought Tate ran hard, and I don't remember the carries that Banyard had, but had two, yeah. So, you know, I thought our offensive line blocked well for the most part today. Had the one tight end got beat on a pass rush one time, but from what I can remember, I thought Khalil played well. You know, everybody's on his butt. So, you know, I don't know. We need to continue to work on getting the running game going better. Well, it helps a lot because you can do other things with other guys, and he's been I don't know if he's the most improved player that we have, but he's improved an awful lot throughout this course of this season. I think his confidence level, his technique, his the way he competes. There was one toss, he needed to compete a little bit better, a little running game in the running game, but but I think he's taking a lot of pride in getting up in people and covering them.
That touchdown that Robinson was in coverage on was
Was he supposed to have help on that? Or?
Yeah, there should have been. Yeah, on that play there should have been. But he should have been in better position too. And we messed up the blitz. So there was about three things there. So I can find stuff.
Sorry, you talk about Rhodes improving. You've had a few guys this year that have really taken big steps from last season. Is it gratifying to get to this point in the year, whether it's Rhodes, Everson, Josh Robinson, some of those guys, to kind of see that they've really improved from last season to this point?
Well, I don't look at it so much from last season. I look at it from the time that I first was able to work with them. Hopefully all of our guys improved throughout the course of this year. If they haven't, then I'm probably not doing a good enough job. I've always taken a lot of pride in trying to get each player to play better each and every week, each and every day, you know, and that's really what I love to do. It's definitely not talking to y'all, but, you know, taking guys and trying to get them better, and, you know, I want them to have great careers. Sharif's the same thing that he had. I thought he did well in the first half, and then, you know, it tightened up on him. And then Anthony's been messing around with this little nagging thing for a couple weeks, and he'll be fine.
What does Patterson have to do to get on the field more or become a bigger factor?
Well, you know, he's really starting to do a lot of better things in practice, and so we just got to keep going there. You know, I think Charles Johnson is doing a good job, you know, playing the same position, and Charles is doing some good things. So it's just continually, first off, you got to be at practice, you know, and then you got to do stuff when you're there.
Can you talk about Everson Griffin and his knack for making big plays at the right time?
Well, Everson is a great athlete. He's not a good athlete. He's a great athlete. He's one of the best athletes I've been around at defensive end in a long time. And the thing that I like the most about him is he wants to always please. He's really not an eye guy at all. You know, even though he's getting some statistics, he is not an eye guy. He'll do whatever the coaches, whatever Coach Patterson, Coach Akey, Coach Edwards ask him to do, whether it's the best thing for him or not. And so those things happen, and he's an extremely hard worker. And so I think you combine those things with him being a great athlete, him being a hard playing. You know, you're going to get a full day's work out of him, and then doing what he's supposed to do, I think it helps him to continue to make plays. Yeah, Adams, you know, he's kind of a jack-of-all-trades guy. He does everything he can do. He'll go in at any position. He doesn't care. Even if it was tight end, he would go in there. And so, you know, you need guys like him on your football team that will get those opportunities and take advantage of them. You know, some guys can come through there and not touch the ball, and he not only touched it, but he picked it up and scored. Thank you.